Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Are you suffering with symptoms like fatigue? Do you wake up in the morning more exhausted than you did when you went to bed? Are you always the freezing cold person in the office? Have you gained weight? Is your hair dry and brittle? You don't have to suffer anymore. I can help you. Nearly 70% of people suffering with low thyroid actually have a different disorder called Hashimoto's disease. That's why, even if you're already on medication to treat a low thyroid disorder, you need to call me.
Call today for a free consultation. 855-55-RIVER. RedRiverHealthAndWellness.com. Chiropractic physicians.
It's time for Medicare open enrollment. If you are 65 or older, Golden West Insurance Services invites you to a Medicare sales event to help you understand if you have the right Medicare coverage, make changes to your current plan, or enroll in a new plan. Let our Medicare experts help you make the most of your golden years. Save the date for one of 12 Medicare sales events held at a Golden West Credit Union branch near you. Learn more at gwcu.org.
We'll take care of you.
You know the old expression, you get what you pay for. Well, how does this sound? Get more than what you pay for. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and that's the idea behind our big King for a Queen sale going on right now. You buy a Serta Perfect Sleeper or a Beautyrest King Size mattress, but only pay for a queen size. That's a savings up to $1,000. Gotta love it. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
With the changing temperatures, heating and cooling systems can struggle to keep all areas of your house comfortable, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these troubled areas with their Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal, defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professional this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Apple, Amazon, Google. Great things can come out of a garage, and over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only, and let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Wow, what is that? Where can I get one?
Oh, this? Sorry, bro, that's my little secret.
Come on, man, I'm your best friend. Fill me in.
Okay, I got it from Mr. Knife Guy on Sunset Boulevard.
Mr. Knife Guy?
You heard the man. Turns out Mr. Knife Guy is the only dedicated knife store in southern Utah and an exclusive dealer for the highest quality brands you trust, like Benchmade, Zero Tolerance, Knives of Alaska, or Havilon. And they're the only Shun dealer in southern Utah, too. Ever dream of owning one of those amazing Japanese Damascus kitchen knives used by celebrity chefs on the Food Network? Come handle them in person. Plus, if you need any blade sharpened, you want an expert to do it. Whether it's a kitchen knife, hunting knife, pocket knife, or lawn tool, Mr. Knife Guy has 20 years of sharpening experience to get it perfect. Stop by their shop at 1127 West Sunset Boulevard, St. George, or online at MrKnifeGuy.com. Also, don't forget to stop by and say hi and get some free swag and refreshments at the grand opening on Thursday, October 10th from 12 till 2.
This is Celeste from the Travel Connection, and over the years, you've heard me talk about bucket list vacations in my radio ads. Well, now I'm taking it to the next level. The Travel Connection will spend all of 2020 celebrating our 10th anniversary in business. And so you can join in on the fun, we've held space on 10 unbelievable bucket list vacations in 2020. You won't believe some of these destinations like Vietnam, Scotland, Tahiti, and more. You can learn all about these special 10th anniversary vacations at our Bucket List Expo, October 21st from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Marriott Courtyard in St. George. We have seminars from Uniworld Boutique River Cruises, Paul Gauguin Cruises, CIE Tours, Ama Waterways, Avalon Waterways, Globus Vacations, and Insight Vacations. take advantage of special offers and prize drawings. Please join us for the Expo October 21st from 3 until 6 at the Marriott Courtyard in St. George. More information is available on our website at stgeorgetravel.com. And thanks for a great 10 years in business.
Did you know 80% of kids sold into sex slavery were first targeted online? It's the fastest growing crime in the world, and it's happening to our kids right here in Southern Utah, most often starting online. Protect our children. Learn more at fightforutahkids.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Man, I got a lot on my mind today for this hour. I hope we get it all in. I have Uncle Milty with me. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. Hope you all enjoyed Alison Armstrong yesterday, the relationship guru. She was so good. I hope you guys I got such great emails after that show. I know she was just so good at helping people understand each other when it comes to men and women. And I always love that because it affects all of us, doesn't it? You can get that on podcast. And the 3 minutes that she did on, because I asked her at the very end of the show, what should you go home and tell your spouse? How should you treat your spouse tonight? What could make a big difference in your relationship? My husband and I were talking about this after the show, and it's so true. Exactly what she said to do. That 3 minute podcast, just 3 minutes, is on katedalyradio.com. Make sure you listen to it because it's exactly what you should do when you get home with your spouse.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if my wife heard that because she came home last night, went into the kitchen and smacked me with a frying pan.
You probably deserved it. I'm just teasing. All right. So make sure you get over to ABC Auto. You know, I talk about these guys a lot because they did a great job on my car, but they've always done great work. And so I've been a client of theirs for quite a while, several years. And let me just say they are very honest, very good. And if you get in an accident, you can choose your provider. So I'm going to suggest that if you get in an accident, get right over to them. They will actually come to your home. They will do an assessment on your car. If the car's banged up, whatever the case may be, they're so easy to work with. That's what I found. And they will immediately attend to whatever needs. So I just thought they were that good. Make sure that you call them, ABC Auto Body Central, and they'll make sure you're right back in your car as soon as possible. They'll give you all the attention in the world as far as attention to detail and make sure that they are the detail experts. And so they'll make sure that car just looks gorgeous. And mine has just looked so good. 817-0949 is the phone number. And they can fix anything. The insurance company actually can't tell you who to go to. And a lot of people rely on them when they call up after an accident because the insurance company will normally name like one of two players, you know, but it's like, that's not, you get your own choice. You get to choose. And so make sure you're choosing ABC Auto Body Central and tell them we sent you, the show sent you. All right. A couple of things. We have the big, adoption case, arrest that had to do a little bit with Utah, just a little bit. And, the guy was actually from Arizona, and I have a view that might not be very popular. I think when I say not popular, I mean that my view might be so different from what the media is saying. I was really looking into the story. Let me just spend a few minutes on this. I was looking into the story because something hit me, and it was when Sean Reyes, our attorney general, was saying, you know, this evil practice of human trafficking. And I was like, it doesn't sound like human trafficking to me, human smuggling to me. That's not what it sounded like. It sounded like a guy who was paying girls that live in the Marshall Islands because their pregnancy rates up and they're kind of a poor area. The poor area stems in the Marshall Islands from atomic bomb testing we did huge amounts of testing we did that ruined a lot of things there for a very long time. And so they have a population of about 70,000 people or so. And they have a pregnancy issue going on with a lot of young girls getting pregnant. Their median income is very, very, very low. Okay. And so a lot of people will share homes with extended family, right? And sure. You've got a lot of people sleeping on the floor and what have you. So the story was, he was bringing over these girls and he was paying them to have these babies over here, which they can be residents here, not full citizens, because you're from the Marshall Islands, right. But we have an agreement with them because of the testing we did, to they can actually work here in the United States. So there was definite Medicaid fraud going on for the state of Arizona, because they were signing up to get some help there to get the babies, right? Some of the care that they needed. So there's about almost $1 million worth of that going on. So that's very wrong. So that
must not have been a Democrat that complained, though, because they believe in giving.
So true.
Non-citizens.
I mean,
healthcare.
We've got Colorado City that lines up for benefits and lies about being married. So, I mean, there's lots of stuff going on there, right, all around the country, and we're witness to it right here. So it's going on in a lot of places. But with that, shove that aside for a second. They were calling it, you know, a baby mill. And so he was bringing these girls up, promising them more money than what they would make down there doing this. And then the people were buying the babies for anywhere from $27,000 to $40,000. And so he was making the cut in between if he was giving them $10,000 or less or whatever the case may be. However that pans out on the documentation in court, I don't know. But he was making his cut for flying them here, paying them. And there was no, they even admitted in all of the articles, the girls weren't, you know, basically the girls knew what was going on. It wasn't like they were promised anything else, but you know, have this baby and give it up for adoption. And if you agree to that, you know, the babies weren't being taken from them. They were willingly giving them up for adoption. The families were happy to oblige and get the babies. But I think they're spinning it a little out of control. You could point at some of the things that are wrong at the way it was done, but I'm not quite sure you go to the extent of calling it a human trafficking ring. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was this huge sort of overdone embellishment of the story, because he talks a lot on Facebook, this elected official, about his views on adoption and his law firm with adoption. And he has a law firm, he's a lawyer, about adoption a lot. It wasn't like he was hiding this. Maybe to the tune of what he was doing, because he wasn't telling the other girls how many girls he was bringing over, and they were in homes. But the part of the story that got me was when they said that the worst part of it was that a couple of the girls were on mattresses on the floor, sleeping, you know, on the floor. That's what, you know, and I thought, well, that's what they had in the Marshall Islands mostly, too. I mean, it wasn't, they acted like they were being chained to the wall, okay? And I thought, well, that's kind of a, I don't know. I mean, they were just going above and beyond to try and point to anything that would make it look like human smuggling. We have enough human trafficking going on, is my point, that we don't need to turn stories into that. This was more like Medicaid, maybe Medicaid fraud or something like that. I don't know that it was the human smuggling. I'm just not. Well, they just kind of went overboard a little
bit.
How
many
on the story.
Babies was this involved?
I don't know.
Because, you know, the population of the Marshall Islands,
it's like 70,000 people. There's not a whole lot of people there.
Well, yeah. And from 0 to 24 uh-huh. years of age is 18,000 females.
Yeah. It's
in
not
the baby making illegitimate, no daddy age group.
Right. And a lot of the girls will leave their other kids behind, come over, and for some reason they get to Arkansas. I don't know why Arkansas, but they like to reside in Arkansas. And they have about, 15,000 people from Marshall Islands that kind of formed communities in Arkansas. But there isn't a whole lot here. I mean, as far as that goes, I don't know. Why is the media? I guess my biggest question was, why is the media turning this into that? They don't need to. They could have just said, you know, that they were signed up for Medicaid, and they're probably going to claim, you know, being residents, right? Because they can claim residency in the United States and work here without much documentation that way. So I don't know. It just seemed to me like they were really trying to make this story into something that it wasn't. Not that it's not a story. If that makes sense. It's a story. It's just, wow. So I just, I don't know. Why? Why do that? Anyway, is it so Sean Reyes can get points? I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. All right. Also, Romney. There was a big article in Deseret News about, will the real Romney please stand up? And then in parentheses, it was like, yes, he is standing up. This is what he's always stood for. Yeah, you got that right. I was glad that Mary Wilson Burkett was calling him out publicly. Mm-hmm. That was great, mm-hmm. Mary. Thank you for that. It was interesting to see Mitt Romney. A lot of people are starting to figure out Mitt Romney, and I'm super happy about that. They needed to figure him out. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. I wasn't quick enough on the draw before you transitioned over to Romney from the adoption thing.
No problem.
Just really quick, I want to revisit that for just a second.
Sure, sure.
I've been really involved in adoption over the years,
okay.
over the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a popular opinion, but it's the same opinion as yours, and this is coming from someone who has experience in this area.
Okay.
You're right about the Marshall Islands and their situation that they're in.
Right.
But this is the same media that advocates abortion
mm-hmm.
for an unwanted pregnancy rather
yeah.
than even looking at the option of adoption for people.
Oh, my gosh. So, amen to that, because they don't have the money. These young girls, the families don't even have the money to support these babies or these girls. So, you know, them coming over to get an opportunity over here and maybe getting a few thousand dollars is a huge big deal to them, right?
It's a wonderful blessing. I've
okay.
heard stories of people visiting the Marshall Islands and mothers walking up to them and handing them their babies, hoping Ooh. To give them a better opportunity.
Wow.
So we have to always view things with the right lens. And
yes.
right now, the media is looking at all this, and Sean Reyes and all those involved are looking at this through a lens of America, an American
right.
lens.
You're right.
And that's really not the way to do it.
I'm so glad you called in. Thank you, because that's my first thought on this was exactly what you were saying. And these families were more than happy to pay for these babies and get these babies. And they all could have negotiated different prices or whatever, however you want to look at it. That situation was between them and the person facilitating that and what have you. Nobody's forced or into any kind of situation like that. The girls were happy to be compensated. So if people want to poke at the fact that he made X amount of dollars doing that, well, it wasn't like anyone was renegotiating any other terms, and they seemed happy in the arrangement. So I'm not quite sure that a crime took place in that, other than the Medicaid stuff with the state of Arizona. Am I right?
Right, right. The Medicaid thing is definitely an issue, but it's really a win-win for all involved. There are so many couples who
right.
would love to have a child.
Yes.
Number
yes.
one. And for the opportunity to adopt, it doesn't happen very often anymore because the majority of young women who are pregnant keep their
right.
place anymore. It's no longer, it's really rare now, where before, you know, you had a greater chance of adopting a baby, but now it's terrible. It's really
yeah.
hard unless you go to the foster care system, which is a great, you know, it's a great option.
Well, it's
but
not a great option. It's an option. And because there are some good
ones. A lot of these kids end up in foster care anyway mm-hmm. that are raised by the single moms.
Right. Right. And there's some great foster parents and there's some bad foster parents. So you're taking a chance, but you're going to take a chance with anything, right? I mean, that's just kind of across the board,
yeah.
always a chance. But I'm so...
Yeah, and you have
yeah.
issues that you then deal with, you know,
right.
adopting older children, but it's such a wonderful blessing to have those kids in your home. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's the best thing
I
ever.
I know.
And for the media to skew this and present this in such a demonizing way
yeah.
is absolutely wrong.
Okay, thank you for that. I thought I was going to get a lot of hate callers from my point of view, so I really appreciate you. I was so blown away about how they were spinning it. I thought, my gosh, what did he actually do here? And so I wondered about that because I think they are trying to score political points and they're making this political, like, look at us, we just solved this major, major crime, when I'm going, I don't know if it's major. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I really did. I thought I was going to get lots of hate callers. Appreciate that. Thank you, caller. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all the thought you're giving me is contrary.
I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. Are you and your friends a word about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all.
So true, is it not? Those words. You know, welcome back to the show. You know, don't worry about me. I'm following my conscience, yeah. You know. Let me say this about that story that broke that was all over the news. And, of course, Sean Reyes, I think, I'm not a huge fan of Sean Reyes. I actually voted for him in the first go-round. I'm not a big fan of his anymore. When he's the attorney general, when he said, even on this show, when I interviewed him when he was on his way down here, and he said that he should be able to take somebody's stuff and auction it off because, you know, he's keeping all those bad guys off the street before they even get a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how do you know which ones are the bad guys and which ones aren't? You're kind of treating everybody like a bad guy. Anyway, not a fan of Sean Reyes. And Sean Reyes seems to be wanting to make a lot of points right now. And so he's taking this case of this, what I think is, which is not popular, I'm sure. I'm sure everybody wants to demonize this guy that was taking the girls from the Marshall Islands and bringing them here. And they would have their babies, and they were all for this because there's no opportunity in the Marshall Islands. About 70,000 people total. No opportunities, and a lot of young, pregnant, unwed mothers. And instead of abortion, bringing them here, having their babies. And the worst thing that they could come up with in the story was that they slept on a mattress. Only a few, by the way, had a mattress on the floor and didn't get every single prenatal appointment. Well, maybe they didn't go to their prenatal appointment. And I'm sorry, lots of babies have been born without a gazillion prenatal appointments. Hmm. And this is how we're judging the story. And he's coming out calling it human smuggling, trafficking. I'm sorry, that is not what that is. A young girl comes from, with her own volition, comes to America to get an opportunity to fly over here. By the way, they'll do anything for a ticket. Tickets are $1,600 to fly here. They will do anything to get a ticket because it's very hard to get a ticket, that kind of money. And so, because there's just virtually hardly any income over there in the Marshall Islands. They're kind of stuck. You have lots of families sharing homes. They're hardly sleeping on a mattress in their own home. And then we demonize the story by saying they're on a mattress here. It was just the oddest story to me. And so they're demonizing this guy for charging and making some money and bringing these kids over, even though the adoptive families were on board and the young girls were on board. And the young girls were never promised that they would keep the money and the baby. They were said that this was an adoption deal. How many abortions do we have in the country right now?
Close to 1 million each year in the United States.
How many adoptions?
Close to 135,000.
That's it? Out of 1 million abortions?
And out of the 135,000, only about 3,500 from foreign countries.
Wow. So these girls are probably sleeping on a mat in their house mm-hmm. with little money to support a baby, dying to come over here to the United States to get some kind of opportunity to come here, which they can because they're residents, not citizens, but residents under our agreement with their country. They agree, want to make some money to give the baby a home. The adoptive parents want to pay the money. That's all between them on how they do this. What they're really wanting is just to not have these babies be born and then sold to an adoptive parent, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And that there was charges rung up for prenatal care for Arizona, right?
Yep.
Even though we have millions of illegals come to this country
and get free medical.
Yeah, but right. Okay. And these people are even residents of the country. Okay. Do you see how the story's blown up? It's completely blown up. They are taking a story that could be a story, but not really a big story, and they're making it out to be, we have saved America because we got a human smuggling trafficking ring. Please concentrate on the actual smuggling trafficking rings. That's what I would say. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You threw out the line and hooked me again.
Okay, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I need to make sure that people understand that adoptive families, in order to adopt, especially in the state of Utah, I don't know other states as well, mm-hmm. but in the state of Utah, adoptive families, whoever mm-hmm. the people are adopting, and the majority of them are two-parent homes, they have to go through 10 hours of education. Mm-hmm. They have to have home studies. Mm-hmm. It's very invasive. You have to go through a lot, and you don't have to do that when you have your own baby.
Right, you're right.
You've got to prove basically your ability to parent and take care of these kids mm-hmm. when you're an adoptive parent.
Right.
And other agencies, this is not uncustomary for adoption. They bring in birth moms from all over the country to all
sure.
different states, and then that way the birth moms are the adoptions are subject to the state's laws where the baby is born.
Mm-hmm.
More so than where the baby is conceived.
Mm.
And all the states are different.
Right.
Utah has probably the most friendly adoption laws in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when they bring birth moms in to different places, and this is not uncommon for adoption agencies, they have to cover their expenses.
Exactly.
A lot of times the adoptive couple pays for their medical.
Yes.
So I do see there is an issue with the Medicare or
yes.
Medicaid issue. There,
sure.
But the majority of the time, the adoptive couple pays for the medical, and they pay them a stipend to get them back home, and then they pay the agency their finder's fee or facilitation
yep.
fee or whatever that is.
Right.
So
it sounds like where it went wrong
it's
was...
not human trafficking.
Right. Where it went wrong is if he was charging the parents up to 40 grand and he was giving the girls up to 10 grand, then he should have ponied up the amount for the birth. Right. And then he could charge what he wanted to for that, putting them together, whatever the case may be, or vetting the parents. But just
sure.
going through the state was probably the big thing that they're trying to make the biggest deal about, besides the human trafficking
right.
thing, which doesn't equate, because that's not what this is.
It's not an issue.
The girls
right.
came
it's
over of their own volition. The girls came over on their own, wanted the opportunity.
Right.
Okay.
And the other thing, this amount, the $30,000 to $40,000,
uh-huh.
is not an unusual amount to adopt
right,
privately.
Right, right. So that
so
didn't seem
really
overwhelming to me either.
Much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. Thank you.
They could have just made a really good story out of it about how this adoption agency saved 135,000 babies from being aborted.
Yeah, or at least their contribution to that 135,000.
Yeah.
You would think, but no, we don't live in a time that celebrates birth either or adoption as much as we do abortion. Sick. Sickening.
We live in a strange time.
We really do. yes, we do.
Yeah. There's a high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, when I saw this, my head exploded. Okay. High school in Ohio, right?
Yeah, Milford, Ohio.
We just have to say this because I can see this happening here. Go ahead.
They have decided mm-hmm. to take gender out of the school pretty much. And
uh-huh.
so the homecoming king and queen are no longer. They are now called the royalty, the homecoming royalty.
So they're not like even lesbians or anything.
They just chose two girls this time as the homecoming royalty. Just so they could be genderless.
Boy, how would you feel if you were the two girls? I'd want to wear a big sign that said, no, we're not lesbians. we're just two girls standing here that seem to have won this contest for some unknown apparent reason. It must have been rigged to have us win so that the school looked like it was, I don't know, progressively leftist. Give me a break.
It really, there's no reason for it.
Oh, you can call in on any of these stories, 888-673-1450. Even if we've moved on, you can still call in on the adoption story if you want to, too, or Romney. Romney, will the real Mr. Romney please stand up? I think he has been standing for a long time. People just didn't want to see the writing on the wall because all we looked at was religion, quite frankly, and religion and politics. I mean, you can't vote for somebody because they're your same religion. You have to vote for them for their politics. Religion can make a difference in their politics, but you vote for them for their politics. But anyway, I want to talk about this because these two girls. By the way, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. These two girls, I would just be so embarrassed because you know what? There's something about tradition. My son was asking me the other day, you know, why do we still do corsages and boutonnieres? I mean, isn't it kind of outdated? Like, why do we still have to do this?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. And I said, well, it is kind of nice to give a girl flowers for a dance. And if you do it in a boutonniere, it's kind of sweet. There's some things that are just kind of sweet. And do we want to get rid of everything because we're just too lazy to do it? No. And do we want to get rid of everything because somehow it serves up an agenda somehow? And this is what this does. It serves up an agenda. And the agenda is to get rid of anything masculine and That's feminine it. Kind of joined together to make it look like that could be a masculine feminine thing. And so what are they doing? They're taking out, or they want to, schools are sort of moving in this direction, if you've noticed. They want to get rid of the king and the queen homecoming. Even though, why? Why get rid of that? But what would be the point? Because you want to make sure everybody's fluidly genderless. And it doesn't matter? Well, the guys have no representation then? Should they actually go for their own discrimination?
Well apparently it can be.
They seem to like that.
Either two females or two males or a male and a female. Doesn't matter. They're just now called the homecoming royalty instead of the king and queen.
Hmm. Yeah.
I noticed, though, that they didn't get two guys to do it.
I don't think the guy. I mean, the guys would probably be like, hey, we're not. Because the first insinuation would be that they were gay.
Yes.
So you wouldn't want that. You know, if you weren't gay. Now, if you were and you were out of the closet and you loved it, great. If you're not, though, you'd want that to be known, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't. They're not going to pretend.
It's just, it's so frustrating.
It's
I know that you guys have to be frustrated by this, too, because we're seeing these kinds of changes, and never in your life did you ever think you'd see these kind of changes. There's nothing wrong with having a boy king and a girl queen. Have we not watched all the indoctrination from Disney fairy tales our entire lives? It's okay to do that. What are you taking from somebody if you do that? You know, the best guy and the best girl. So what? They get voted by their peers. It's just so ridiculous that we're overshooting this so bad in America that we're trying to get rid of anything that makes sense to take the stuff that doesn't make sense. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi there. Hi there. Go right ahead.
You know, I find it so interesting that the more progressive the country becomes,
right,
the more ignorant, dumbed down, stupid, intolerant, and bigoted it becomes.
Right. Well, yes.
You know, and I mean, who gets offended about a king and a queen?
No one that I can tell. I mean, my gosh, you know, gay guys have been voted homecoming king. I'm sure a lesbian or two has been voted homecoming queen. Nobody really cared. If those were the two people everybody wanted, so what? If it was a transgender and they wanted to be a boy and the boy was voted homecoming king, I don't even think people would even say anything about that. But let's take all of it away and let's absolutely say that it doesn't exist and that we're just not going to nod any sort of direction toward it is strange to me because we do have two sexes, even those being transgender want to be of the other sex. They don't want to just be a nothing. They don't want to just be whatever. They're a guy transitioning to a female. They want to be known as a female, not some fluid blob. They want to be a female for a reason, right? So then,
right.
So
Absolutely.
Then what they're saying is that we're actually even denying you in the name of genderless. We're just saying everyone's a blob and it's up for grabs. That's not okay. It's not even okay to the transgenders that are fighting so hard, right?
Very true. Very true. Now, here, if we're going to push this road of all of this progressive tolerance, diversity, fairness, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, then, let's see. The Lord of the Rings needs to be remade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Have kings and queens, right?
Right.
So, Hollywood, you better jump on the bandwagon and stop making movies with kings and queens.
Yep. And did you notice, though, Frozen? Frozen is a sister relationship, not necessarily a grab the prince and the prince saves you, which is really the dynamics from yesterday's show in what men are about and what women are about. No. It's a sister relationship. If you've noticed, they are going in that direction. And it's really kind of sad because they really do need to tell these kids what men are about and what women are about. It's okay to do that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If this is the way they really want to push it,
yeah,
I'm going to get very offensive to people right here, right now. As of today, Department of Defense will change it to where all women, whoever you are, you can now go right into combat MOS in any branch of the military.
Uh-huh.
okay?
Right.
And you're going to be treated just as equal as the men because there are no gender.
Yeah.
Ah, sure, gotcha.
So
yeah.
Nice little woman, when you come up and get a 75-pound Mark 19 strapped on your back, you better be able to hump it for 25 miles like a guy does.
Thank you. I wish we weren't out of time. That was good. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. That was good. Made me smile. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Man, we got a lot of stuff. We're all fired up. We have a lot of stuff today. Please join us. Be right back. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.